Well, good afternoon. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. Now, I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. But right now, hold your calls until after the half hour. And remember, you can call in at 464-8295. That's 464-TAX-L for tax less, or that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But right now, I want to introduce our very special guest. Dr. Melman is adjunct professor of the environment and community medicine at the University of Medicine and Dentistry at the Robert Wood Johnson Medical School in New Jersey. He happens to be an adjunct professor of medicine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City, a member of the faculty of New York University Medical School. He was a founding member and past president of the American College of Toxicology. He's a prolific publisher. He was, for a time, the editor of the Journal of Toxicology and Environmental Health. Dr. Melman, it's so good to have you with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be with you.
All right, fine. Now, we're going to be talking this afternoon about something the government is doing, which is totally unconscionable because they have introduced unnecessarily into the environment a toxic chemical which leads to cancer and many serious medical problems. And we're talking about MTBE, methyl tertiary butyl ether. Dr. Melman, why don't you just sort of take off and explain to our listeners why the Environmental Protection Agency is allowing this dangerous chemical, a cancer-producing chemical, to be introduced into our society, into our water supply, and, of course, your concern about the fact that the public is not being told the truth.
Well, that is very much so. That's the case. Public has not been told the truth. It's, put it a simple way, we have a hazardous, polluting, reformulated gasoline with MTBE, which is poisoning the public very seriously, and tens of thousands of individuals experiencing various acute illnesses. And some of the listeners probably, when they fill up their gasoline or when a car with gasoline, this new idiotic fuel, experiencing these symptoms. These are, can be broken down in three different parts, such as neurological. These are headaches, inability to concentrate, loss of memory, and so on. Allergic symptoms. One is major example is rashes, sinuses, eye, nose irritation, and respiratory symptoms. Difficulty in breathing. Anyone who has any respiratory condition, this will cause them severe harm, especially asthma. Some people who never had asthma develop asthma. In fact, I expect 5 to 10-fold increase in asthma as this fuel is continued to be used. This is what you call the emperor's new clothes. You know, everybody goes around and listens, and they don't see that the emperor is naked because Environmental Protection Agency in both U.S. and especially the California Environmental Protection Agency are supporting this fuel without a shred of evidence to do that.
Well, now, is there some sort of customary, some very comfortable relationship between our state Environmental Protection Agency and the gasoline companies that produce this?
Well, of course there is, and that's a matter of some type of investigation. I think eventually as we get good epidemiological studies, by good epidemiological study, what they're waiting for is a lot of coffins stuck up. Many people have to die in the same way as asbestos. Then things will come to surface. Well, let me just give you a couple examples where they claim. On April 15, there was a testimony before Senator Richard Mountjoy's committee on a bill to ban MTBE, and two people have testified. And, you know, most people tend to believe what they say. After all, it's their own government. Who would think that your own government is poisoning you? two examples, and let me go through some serious, about 5 minutes or so of documentation, what it's all about. You have a person by the name of John Denton, who represents California EPA in Air Resources Board, and her assistants, by the way, she had 3 or 4 assistants with her. And another person is Robert Tardif, a consultant who formerly worked for EPA, is now a highly paid consultant to the oil companies, Oxygen and Fuel Association, and methanol producers. And now both of these people stated and continue to state that MTBE is one of the most tested chemicals and safe. Now, if you, now in my from my point of view, if you consider 32 million Californians is experimental guinea pigs, then this is an extremely large number of test subjects. MTBE is a poison, and it's not safe, and evidence is clear and irrefutable.
Now,
for example, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
Let me give you a few quick examples, and we can get into any discussion you choose. They say that's the best tested, and many of these statements are best or disingenuous. Let me give you some these tests that they rely on. First of all, a number of these tests they submitted in terms of supportive safety of MTBE is, as proof of safety, is conducted by IBT in 1976. This laboratory was exposed as a fraud by Food and Drug. There was evidence that numerous studies had been conducted in a fraudulent manner. Example, another example, sick animals were listed as healthy and not included in reports in order to achieve favorable results. Employees of IBT faked results to please chemical companies. They added extra labs or rats to skew the samples. Samples were left out of reports. Animal deaths were deliberately concealed. Some reports were total fabrication based on no studies at all, and final reports included claims about procedures and observations that never happened. In fact, Fagan and Lavelle, in their book Toxic Deception, documented part of that. Now, second example. I want to only give you a few because this is important. This is what they tell you. Their foundation and basis that it is safe to expose human, and you will find that it's absolutely not accurate. In 1994, this is 2 years after this MTBE was introduced in stream of commerce, as we formulated gasoline on a massive scale, there was an article appeared in Trenton Times by Peter Page, who, by the way, quoted Professor Bernard Goldstein, physician, one of the nation's top hematologists and world expert on benzene-induced leukemias. And what he stated, that MTBE was inadequately tested. What Dr. Goldstein at that time was assistant administrator for research and development at US EPA. And he knew exactly what was needed, what was not needed, in terms of proved the safety. Then, in response to that article, Mr. Lewis Probe of the Oxygen and Fuel Association, which is a shell for the oil companies, you know, they don't never like to go out independently. They like to use different groups to speak on their behalf because their credibility is very low. They consist like ARCO and Shell and so on. In a letter to the editor, that stated that Professor Goldstein is simply, and I quote, incorrect about the lack of major research having been conducted prior to introduction of oxygen fuel in anticipation of the widespread use of MTBE, and that the U.S. EPA's assessment of the results of this program found there is no basis for concern about MTBE. Well, you know, back, he wrote back to the editor, and he stated, and let me quote the sentence. He, and he refers to the representative of oil industry, is at least disingenuous in failing to point out that EPA has also noted data gaps and called for additional research that remains largely undone. Then he goes on, it remains travesty that the easiest way to adversely affect the greatest number of Americans is to put toxic agent in gasoline.
All right. Now, basically, this toxic agent, in other words, in addition to producing irritation of the respiratory tract, is a carcinogen and will produce which cancers are directly related to MTBE?
Well, it is a probable carcinogen. It means that it will force cancers in some humans. MTBE is shown, and I'll get to that in great detail, to force same cancers at the same doses and the same target and organs as benzene, and it causes kidney cancers, leukemias and lymphomas, testicular cancers, liver cancers, and MTBE is broken into chemicals. One chemical is called TBA, tertiary butyl alcohol, which is severe neurotoxin. However, TBA in water, when administered to experimental animals, mainly rats, caused kidney cancers, thyroid cancers, and adrenal cancer. The other half of the molecule is formaldehyde, and we know that formaldehyde is a human carcinogen. It causes sinus, nasal, and other respiratory tract cancer. So here you get not only the two metabolites of the molecule causes both animal and human cancers, and the evidence is not refutable.
All right, fine. So despite that fact, though, they're actually continuing to push this. Now, I understand that it's beginning to get into the water supply. In fact, in the city of Santa Monica, it's poisoned the wells there. What's the story there?
Well, the story is that they find extremely high levels of MTBE in water, and everyone who consumes water on a daily basis is at increased risk of developing a variety of cancer. I strongly recommend that any levels about one part per billion, water should not be used as drinking water because you're putting yourself at extreme risk. And if the concentration is significantly higher, you will see a serious overacute effects. In fact, I did a study in North Carolina where I have seen almost 60% of individuals who were exposed to water that contained MTBE developed rashes. 70 to 80% had headaches and all different types of neurological symptoms. Water containing MTBE should not be consumed.
Well, now, what's happened to the people working in the plants where the MTBE is produced? Have there been any incidents of leukemias or lymphomas there?
Well, I've conducted a major study for oil, chemical, and atomic workers, and I examined four different plants. What I have found is significantly increased in acute symptoms in terms of percentages. It varies between 70 and up to 90% in terms of headache and other type of symptoms. In terms of cancers and leukemias, cancer has a long latency period. However, during my visit to California, we have received a call from someone who works for a major oil company, and he has told us, and we followed up, and we now know that in a small group of population, there were four individuals that have cancers, mainly leukemias and lymphomas and other cancer, at a very small group, like 90 individuals, since they start using MTBE several years ago. This is alarming, but this is if it can be verified, this would be first direct indication of MTBE in conjunction with other petroleum hydrocarbons causing human cancer. I have great degree of confidence that in due time we will find cohorts, a group of individuals, especially children, that will develop cancers perhaps in a small community, two or three, where you would expect less than a fraction of a percent, which is very, very significant.
Well, now, basically, of course, we have certain laws in California that if a product produces cancer in animals, even in very low doses, those products are outlawed and the public has to be warned. In fact, Proposition 65, which was passed some years ago, put great responsibility on companies to warn people that there was a potential carcinogen, at least the potential of being a carcinogen. Is the public being warned about what's happening?
No, the public has been clearly deceived, totally and completely deceived. In fact, the statements that I made about these cancer studies, the spinning that was done is unbelievable. For example, Tardif was a paid consultant and has made tons of money from the oil industry cartel, make statement that is unsupported. In fact, both Tardis and John Denton's criticism of the only independent study is completely reprehensible. I can understand John Denton because she's clueless. I don't think she knows anything. The lady is completely clueless. However, as far as Tardis goes, this is difficult to accept. He knows better. In fact, let me give you an example. What he did say during hearing, and that will be very important, he said that Professor Maltoni's study was one of the best oncologists in the world, were refuted 10 years ago by National Cancer Institute. How can anybody refute a study that hasn't even been started or conducted unless he is the only one that knows the results before, years and years before the study has been started? This is totally intolerable. In fact, one of the senators, after he got through stating, stood up and said that he, Tardis, has lied to the committee. That's a matter of record.
All right. Now, you testified before this committee, which was predominantly Democrat, which was really, when you went in before you testified, it looked like it was going to be strongly in favor of MTBE. And I understand that after you and Professor Joseph, Peter Joseph, had testified, and one or two others, the vote was 8-1 against MTBE and suggested that this be discontinued in California.
That's right. It was 7-1.
Seven to one.
Only eight members present. That is correct. I think when the facts came out, and the spinning that was done by Cal EPA is reprehensible. I mean, I can give you example after example. They said that all studies that were conducted, and they cited specifically one from New Jersey, that showed nothing, and there's no evidence in terms of acute effects. Well, let me put it like this. This is there are two important items which they didn't say is that in the same study there was National Academy of Sciences reported that there was 873% increase in rashes and significant increase in symptoms of workers exposed to MTBE. This statement was junk science. It was dishonest. Another example that, let me tell you what they said. This is what they prepared in the press release or the report by so-called Cal EPA. We really should call it industry support group rather than that, or industry protection group. I don't think EPA is or Air Resources Board is appropriate name for these people. Let me quote something what they said. Currently, there is little information on the carcinogenic effects of exposure to MTBE by oral route. Further research is also needed on systemic, reproductive, and developmental effects of both inhalation and oral exposure. Well, let me just ask them a few questions. So this means the California EPA ARP wants to use pregnant women as experimental guinea pigs to see if their children will be burned bird defects in order to have more information of MTBE damage to the reproductive system? Should not the polluting hazardous chemical be tested before exposing 32 million of Californians to it?
Well, you would think...
Dr. Dusser, I believe it's tremendous disservice to people of California. You don't test toxic chemical on humans. We have a system, we have procedure, we have animals to be tested on.
Well, of course, it would appear that the people who are doing this really are unconcerned about human health, human welfare, and are certainly not concerned about the potential for the development of cancers on a large scale. And, of course, we saw that with asbestos. How many people ended up getting lung cancers due to asbestos usage?
Hundreds of thousands. In fact, I'm about ready to send them all the documents from 1935. I put together, actually, you asked a good question on asbestos. Our industry covered up. How they refused to listen to the animal study. How they forced the research laboratory to change results until we had tens and tens of thousands of humans dying from lung cancers, and then some individuals died from mesothelioma. In fact, I mean, the same thing, what happened with asbestos, and I'll be more than happy to send you that package of documents starting in 1935, which show the same words, the same procedure have been used Now, with respect to safety of MTBE, as they said, for asbestos.
Well, now, you're trying to get this message out across America, and I know you've been very courageous in speaking out on this subject. What sort of response are you getting? Here in California, your remarks were very well received. But isn't there an effort to try to discredit you for daring to speak out? Because there's a lot of money involved in this whole MTBE issue. And then, of course, there is the agenda of the environmentalists who seem to be so concerned about global warming. They insist on the additives to gasoline to cut down. I'm not sure what they're trying to cut down. But anyway, because they've created this myth, in my estimation, of global warming, now, of course, we have to have MTB put into the gasoline. And this is something that is toxic to children. What about the incidence of asthma? I understand that all across America, asthma is rising dramatically.
In 1982, in testimony before New Jersey State legislator, I stated I expected asthma to increase 5 to 10%. Tenfold, excuse me, not just percentage. First of all, the fact that MTBE helps environment is a complete myth. It was supposed to reduce carbon monoxide. There's not a single credible study that can sustain that. In fact, National Academy of Sciences report clearly states that they did a comprehensive evaluation. What MTBE does is increase it, not NOx, which increases ozone. And that in itself creates tremendous pollution, and this is highly toxic. Any decrease in carbon monoxide is due to improvement in what you call out of automobiles, which pollute less, and the atmospheric condition. If you look carefully at any of the studies that they said, other than mathematical modeling, which is garbage in, garbage out, you will not find a single study that supports what they claim to be. The only thing MTBE does is increases the profitability of major oil companies. An example, they're trying to put it into every state in the nation. One penny increase in price of gasoline generates $1.3 billion in extra profit. MTBE, the average price increase, has been approximately 10 cents nationwide. Now, that in itself gives you $13 billion extra profit. The study that I conducted, I found that between 10 and 20% there's decrease in mileage. Now, if you add another, say, even 10%, that gives you 13 billion more gallons of gasoline that you will sell. Instead of reducing, you're putting in 13 billion gallons a year for U.S. in extra pollution, not counting the increase in price and everything else. They're going to fight very hard. They discovered a tremendous fruit tree. The only benefit is for few overpaid boys and girls, which are top executives in extreme profit, stock option, cash bonuses, and a huge salary at the expense of American people, at the expense of their health, at the expense of health and welfare.
And the expense of quite possibly the lives of countless.
And lives will go with it. You can be certain that people will die from this poison. They will die from various respiratory disease. They will die from asthma, bronchitis, and immunological disorders. And they will die from cancer. In the same way as what happened with benzene, vinyl chloride, 1,3-butadiene, and asbestos.
All right, fine. We're going to have to take a break here because if we don't, I'm going to be in real trouble with the station. So right at this point, I wanted to remind our listeners that we're listener-supported. And if you believe that you get information on Radio Liberty, you're not going to get elsewhere, and that we have perhaps a slightly different approach, approach that really needs to be heard across the nation, then we'd love to hear from you. Our address, Post Office Box 13 in Santa Cruz, 95063. Our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR because we are at war. America, our way of life, in fact, the lives of many of our people actually are under attack today. So the other thing, of course, you can do is to change your long-distance carrier from AT&T or MCI to Lifeline, and it's a very simple thing to do. All you do is just pick up your telephone and you call 1-800-545-9533. That's 1-800-545-9533. And if you can't remember that, it's simply 1-800-KICK, K-I-K-W-L-E. And when you call that number, 1-800-KICK-W-LEE, the lady will say, would you like to change your long-distance carrier to Lifeline, to Credit Radio Liberty? And that's what will happen. You give them the number. The only thing that happens after that is henceforth your telephone bill will come from Lifeline rather than AT&T, MCI, and, of course, 10% of whatever you pay will come back to Radio Liberty. And that is helping us now to finance some of the 10 stations that we're on across America, in addition to the 5 we were on before. Your contribution, your involvement, makes you part and parcel of our movement. And, of course, we'd love to have you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters simply by calling right now 1-800-5-HIV. More. And this is Dr. Stan. I guess this afternoon is Dr. Melman, who holds 3 professorships at 3 different universities in the East in toxicology. He certainly is one of the most renowned toxicologists in the entire nation, has edited the toxicology journals across our country. And, of course, he is sharing with you his sincere concern about the fact that they have introduced into our gasoline MTBE, which is not only directly toxic itself, but its breakdown products is coming out of the emissions of your gasoline are toxic as far as producing problems respiratory. This is one reason why asthma is exploding all across our nation. And if